another interim dies and a probe is called for, GM problems grow, and the governor departs. This is WKNR News. With Contact News, John Maher reporting, Detroit's interim newspapers, which go on and off like light bulbs, are off again. Teamsters Local 372 yesterday struck the sole interim, the Daily Express, the Daily Press, in a dispute over hiring of idle Teamsters from the News and Free Press. Suddenly, pickets appeared in front of the press offices. WKNR microphones on hand during a brief encounter between the publisher, Gary Stern, and local president, Claire O'Connor.
Don't we even get the same size as the News and Free Press?
Come on, you're blocking our pickets. Will you please?
I'm sorry, you're blocking my building.
Well, I'm walking right through here.
Don't push me, Mr. O'Connor.
Don't push me either, Stern.
National attention may be directed at the walkout. A National Magazine article written by two Free Press writers charges collusion between the Teamsters and the strike papers to establish the interims even before the strike. Senator Robert Griffin tells WKNR if it's true, it's nothing less than racketeering. Asked if he's had evidence, Griffin said this.
I understand that the reports have been published in authoritative National Magazine. I indicated in my speech that I thought the appropriate committees of Congress should take notice of these statements and investigate them, and I, for one, am going to continue to look into them, and if no legislation is necessary, I'm going to propose it and press for it.
Griffin warned the freedom of the press may be in danger. It's getting tougher at General Motors. Nearly 20,000 men off the job already. 7,000 more are slated to be laid off today as parts shortages caused by a series of local strikes increase. Three key foundries, one in Michigan, are out of work over the issue of wash-up time before lunch. In Canada, talks between the UAW and Chrysler of Canada Limited continue as both sides work against the noon-tomorrow strike deadline. A pioneer labor leader and the first president of the UAW, Homer Martin, is dead. Martin was 66. He died of a heart attack in Los Angeles. He was UAW president from 1936 to 1940. Chrysler Corporation plans to make a presentation to the Detroit School Board today. Board Chairman Lynn Townsend said last night Chrysler wants to adopt Northwestern High School to prepare its students for jobs offered by the auto industry. Townsend said the aid would include counseling, special programs, and loaning of equipment. A millage election in Allen Park School District yesterday. Voters approved extension of a 7-mill levy and addition of another 7-mill levy, both for 5 years. Another open housing law enacted in Michigan. The City Council of Saginaw passed the ordinance last night by a 7-1 margin. Negro Mayor Henry Marsh said Saginaw needed it because state lawmakers failed to do the job. A busy schedule for Governor Romney. He left Detroit last night for Washington and a huddle with his campaign advisors. During an exclusive WKNR interview, newsman Eric Smith asked Mr. Romney if official entry into the New Hampshire primary of Richard Nixon would put extra pressure on him.
Well, of course, that's all part of it. This was expected. I mean, after all, he has to announce within a very, very near future.
Do you still consider him the number one challenger as far as you're concerned?
Oh, sure. It's between the two of us, as far as I can see. No one else is planning to get into the race actively, and under those circumstances, I think it'll be between the two of us.
Tomorrow, the governor goes before state lawmakers to deliver his annual budget message. It will be a record request, with most of the increase going for education. Thursday, it's off to campaign in New Hampshire again. Danish government leaders say they're satisfied the U.S. nuclear bomber that crashed on Greenland Sunday was trying an emergency landing, not violating normal Danish rules prohibiting nuclear flights over its possessions. U.S. teams still searching for four unarmed hydrogen bombs aboard that plane. The Pentagon says the wreckage of the huge stratofortress is mostly on the surface of Arctic ice near Thule. Scientists say the bombs may have broken through the ice and sunk to the bottom of Baffin Bay. Fighting rages all along South Vietnam's 41-mile-long northern frontier for a fourth straight day as the battle flared. South Vietnamese militiamen, part-time government troops, reported a stunning victory over a North Vietnamese battalion near Khe Sanh. Aided by a handful of American GIs, the militiamen killed at least 250 of a communist force estimated at about 500. Repeating the key story at this hour, Detroit's only remaining interim newspaper has been struck by the Teamsters. Senator Griffin says he wants an investigation into charges of conspiracy between Teamsters and one of the interim sheets.
Dave Dials here on the ice with world champion goalie Stitches Bisbee.
Hiya, Davey. Hey, look out for that puck.
Stitch, you know Detroit Chrysler dealers are world champions, much like yourself. They average higher Chrysler sales than any other big city team. They're number one.
You know, Davey, it's not easy to stay number one. You gotta be alert. A-L-R-T, always alert.
Right, and Detroit Chrysler dealers are. By pricing Chrysler Newports just a few dollars more a month than the most popular so-called low-price cars comparably equipped.
Alert, stay alert, I always say.
Stitch!
WKNR weather, windy, colder, with a chance of snow flurries today and a high around 30. Clearing and much colder tonight with a low of 12. Wind northwest 17, humidity 72. WKNR temperature 28. WKNR neighborhood note. Riverside High School Drama Club presenting You Can't Take It With You, Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. in the school auditorium, Dearborn Heights. This is WKNR News. More music with Dick Curtin.